Four unusual ideas to get motivated.
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Put your hands together for Game Energy!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Bojunsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology and your NeuroShine coach. Today, I would love to talk to you about motivation, and I have four unusual ideas to share with you to help you be motivated and stay motivated. You know, motivation is a topic that is going to be in our lives forever, because whatever we do, we need to have motivation. And we need to stay motivated. And sometimes it's hard to have that motivation, especially these days with the lockdown, with the shutdown, with opening and closing again, we tend to lose that motivation, and it is not easy to stay on track. Sometimes we get stuck in negative thinking. We can say, hey, you know what? It's never gonna work. I'll never be able to get this done. Sometimes we feel like there is a ton of uncertainty, and it's never easy to move past that, to overcome all of these uncertainties, and we start doubting ourselves. For that reason, I want to talk to you about motivation, and I want to tell you this to begin with. Motivation is an inner work. It needs to come from within. Yes, of course, there are ways to get motivated. Still, it's going to ignite something in you. And that's why I am bringing four unusual ideas today to share with you in hopes that they might be helpful. Okay? Number one, inspiration time. What do I mean by that? Motivation and inspiration, they are cousins. So once you're inspired to think about something, to see something that you always wanted to do, that ignites something in you, and it causes you to get motivated. And how can you get inspired? Well, let's look at how you can have this inspiration time. One, you can have a book, and that book, as you read it, the sentences, the words inside, the imagination that you put as you read the book is going to inspire you, is going to take you to places that you want to go, and that is going to inspire something in you to make you feel motivated, right? Second, you can have a movie, and when you watch that movie, the visual, the images, the sounds, the ideas, they're all going to ignite something in you again, which is going to help you to get motivated, because you're gonna wanna do something that you saw in that movie or something that it reminded you, and it is going to create this internal chemical inspiration and motivation inside of you, and that's how it's going to be helpful. And the third idea, how you can use your inspiration time, is through an activity. So think of going to a spa with your friends as an inspiration time activity. As you are there, you're just gonna let go, and you're just going to be able to stay in peace and stay in neutral state of mind, which is going to bring ideas to come to your mind, because you are not filled with all of the things that you need to worry about. So when you have that activity that is shaped around what you love doing, it is certainly going to make you feel alive in that moment, and that is going to make you feel motivated. It doesn't have to be a spa. It can be your own favorite activity. You can go skydiving, you can go to roller skating, you can go get a walk in the nature, you can simply go out with friends and have some drinks, whatever that activity is, just be intentional that this activity, this specific time, is your inspiration time. And you are going to be in the present to get inspired, to get motivated. Good? All right, number two. Challenge. What do I mean by that? Challenge is needed for our human psychology. When you challenge yourself, you force yourself to level up, to skill up, to test who you are and what you're capable of. To challenge yourself is going to help you to achieve bigger stuff. And as you achieve bigger things, you're going to feel amazing about yourself. And then you're going to say, you know what? I can do this. I am good enough. I am capable. I am worthy. And I matter. And then as you keep feeling this way, it's going to create this inner psychology, this belief inside of you. Again, it's going to help you to ignite something, to help you keep motivated. Number three, self-love, or even better, self-celebration. This is something that I notice a lot with all of us as human beings. You know, we talk a lot about self-love. We know the importance of it. Yet when it comes to executing it, we're not that good, including myself. I mean, I can do much better. When you self-celebrate yourself, it looks like giving yourself some treats. Maybe you get yourself a bouquet, some flowers at home, you have candles around you, or you cook this favorite dish of yours that you give yourself this treat. Or maybe you just, you know, invite a friend over and to have a deep heart-to-heart to share something. And you cheer, you literally have a glass of champagne, and to cheer for that success, to celebrate whatever that you're working on. And here is the trick. You can celebrate your achievement before even you achieve it. Yep, you can. And actually, that is how it's going to help you get motivated. If you already celebrate what you're about to work on, then it's a done deal. Your brain is going to register, hey, we have already done this and I feel accomplished about myself, so I should better work on it, right? So that's why it's really important to use self-celebration to your advantage when it comes to your brain activities. Last but not least, four, contribution. Yes, contributing is going to motivate you. How? As you help someone feel so great about themselves, as you matter, as you make a difference, you're going to feel so good about being who you are, and that is going to ignite that space inside of you again. And all of a sudden you feel like, oh my God, I am an amazing human being and I can do great things. For that reason, I am actually going to remind you one last thing that you can do to motivate yourself. Keep a journal. Write down everything that you are good at. And make sure you can see what you write every day as you wake up. This is, again, you know, some might call it as a vision board. I call it an achievement board. So if you just write everything that you have done and you are just so proud of, and imagine waking up to a list of awesomeness that is waiting for you, right? And it's your awesomeness. I mean, it's just perfect, and it is good, it is healthy, it's going to make you happy, and of course, it's going to keep you motivated, my friend. So I hope you like this, and I hope you are going to share this video with your friends so that they can also be motivated and stay motivated, and together we can create a better world. Until next time, keep shining.